The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. Thank you very much.
An iconic clip from an iconic movie, Michael Douglas there in Wall Street, and we're going to talk about business films this week with Dee Reddy, who's a pop culture journalist and podcaster. Dee, good morning.
Good morning,
what
Pat.
What prompted this topic?
So it came from The Apprentice, which recently filmed or debuted at Cannes, which is telling the story of Donald Trump's early years in business and how he got on as the apprentice of another businessman, Roy Cohn, who was his lawyer at the time. And it just got me thinking about these films that are set in the business world that I think actually, particularly American films, that tell you so much more about the time and the place and the culture that they're made in. Yeah. And Wall Street being a perfect example of that, coming out in 1987, midst of yuppie culture. And the fact that Oliver Stone wrote it as a biting satire of that world, and many people took it as aspirational.
And then roll forward to 2013 and you've got The Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street, the film that holds the record, or set a Guinness World Record for the most swearing. But yeah, in 2013, it revisited that world through the almost true story of stockbroker Jordan Belfort. And it showed how people who'd maybe been inspired by the first merry-go-round of Wall Street really hadn't learned or changed all that much, just this world of excess. And railroading other people into business decisions that ultimately only benefit themselves.
There's one I haven't seen. It's called Office Space. Tell me about that.
This is the ultimate Gen X one, really, because it's all about the apathy of the corporate drone. It came out in 1999. It's very, very funny. Again, quite dark comedy, quite satirical. And he basically, the main character in it, he's halfway through a hypnosis when his hypnotist passes away. And it just leaves him
Stuck.
He's stuck in this mode of, I don't care. And he then revisits his corporate job with this. And that actually leads him to further and further and further success because he's not playing the game anymore. So it's very much a product of its time.
Yeah, and that's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
As is 9 to 5.
9 to 5, the ultimate, I think, feminist comedy. It actually was born out of, unsurprisingly for Jane Fonda, it was born out of an actual social justice movement called 9 to 5 that was about women in the workplace. And Jane Fonda was inspired by that to produce the film under her
and it might have been a straight
company.
Film, but it became a comedy.
It became a comedy. They wanted to bring more audiences on board. And of course, she brought Dolly Parton in for her very first film role.
Now, you have a clip from another movie called Working Girl.
Yeah, one of my all-time favourites, 1998, Sigourney Weaver, Harrison Ford, and of course, the lead, Melanie Griffith.
It's this tower room with a canopy bed and a fireplace big enough to stand in. Perfect. Everything's in place.
For what?
Man I've been seeing for a while. I think he's it. And I think this could be the weekend we decide. He said there was something very important he wanted to discuss with me. I think he's gonna pop the question.
You do?
I think so. We're in the same city now. I've indicated that I'm receptive to an offer. I've cleared the month of June, and I am, after all, me.
Well, what if he doesn't pop the question?
I really don't think that's a variable. Tess, you know, you don't get anywhere in this world by waiting for what you want to come to you. You make it happen. Watch me, Tess. Learn from me.
And if we do watch, it doesn't work out quite as...
No. I mean, the whole film follows Tess McGill, who's basically discovers that her boss, played by Sigourney Weaver there, has stolen one of her ideas. Brilliantly, Sigourney Weaver's character was originally written as a man, and they rewrote her as a woman to get Sigourney in the role. And it changes the tone of the film and actually makes it a much more powerful movie about how women are perceived in the workplace.
And how women treat women in the workplace.
And how it works both ways, yeah.
Very good. A terrific theme this week. Look forward to more next week. Pop culture journalist and podcaster Dee Reddy, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.